is assembled. It exists first as a configuration, not an event. Two figures enter a bounded space whose limits are overdetermined. The floor is mat, absorbent of motion. The walls are indifferent. The lightning does not highlight bodies so much as edges. Every surface seemed designed to make contours decisive. The clothing matters before the bodies do. The leather does not function as decoration, it behaves like a rule set. Compresses the possible articulations of limbs, it restricts speed. Increases friction, converts balance into a scarce resource. Each garment is an operator. Once worn, it determines which transitions are admissible and which are not. He notices that the scene is intolerant of intervegetation. The figures circle. This circling is not suspense, it is calibration. Each step tests whether the other occupies the space she must occupy for the next phase to become available. A foot placed too wide would invalidate the sequence. A turn taken too early would collapse it. The fight begins only when all alternative beginnings have quietly disappeared. What looks like aggression is actually constraint recognition. Each contact is a probe. Hands test surfaces not for pleasure but for compliance. Leather against leather produces a sound that is not impact but confirmation. He isolates the sound. He loops it. The loop reveals something crucial. The sound recurs without degradation. It tolerates repetition. It becomes a stable element in the structure. Other sounds in the scene cannot do this. Breath varies, footfalls drift. Only this frictional confirmation remains identical. He edits it so that the scene begins with that sound. From there the rest follows necessarily. The struggle intensifies, but intensity is not escalation. It is narrowing. Each successful grip will meet with frames of possibility. Each loss of balance seals a door. The scene does not move toward an outcome. It moves away from alternatives. When swimmer is forced downward, the camera does not celebrate dominance. It records a phase transition. Verticality is no longer available. Once prone, the geometry of the body changes. Certain continuations become mandatory, others vanish without resistance. The removal of garments is staged not as exposure, but a subtraction of variables. With each removal, the number of admissible future states decreases. The body is not revealed. It is simplified, yet it gets out faces. Faces introduce contingency, they suggest inferiority, hesitation, deviation. He cannot allow this. He keeps only torsos, joints the logic of leverage. The sequence continues, but what follows is never shown as action. It is shown as fixation. The camera lingers on positions that must be maintained. Pressure is implied by immobility. The absence of motion becomes the sign of completion. He watches this again and again. Each time he notes how early the outcome is already determined. By the time the figures touch the floor, the rest is already implicit. Nothing new occurs, only what was already necessitated unfolds. He begins to feel this structure elsewhere. In the street, he notices how certain encounters already resolved before words are exchanged. In the cafe, he senses when a chair once chosen cannot be abandoned without consequence. In the park, he watches birds enter patterns that exclude deviation, spirals tightening, until only one trajectory remains. Back at the screen, he layers versions of the scene. In one, the circling lasts longer. In another, the initial grip is delayed. He observes which delays are tolerated and which destabilize the structure. Some sequences can absorb time, others cannot, and those delay produces collapse. He discards them. The correct version permits delay without reopening alternatives. This is crucial. He realizes that the power of the scene lies not in domination, but in irreversibility. Once the first constraint is accepted, the rest follows without force. Resistance is unnecessary. The structure does the work. He begins to sense levers again. They are not visible. They are temporal. A pause too long here. A cut too soon there. Each adjustment changes. Which future remains accessible? He dreams of pulling one. In the dream, nothing happens. Only later does he realize that a door he expected to open no longer exists, not closed, not locked, absent. He wakes calm. The cat does not move. He returns to the sequence and slows it further. At extreme slowness, the scene stops being a fight. It becomes a diagram. Limbs become lines. Contact becomes intersection. The bodies are no longer agents, but sites where constraints meet. He understands then that the scene is not about sex, nor even about power. It's about how once the structure is entered, exit conditions are not symmetric with entry conditions. You can enter freely. You cannot leave freely. This insight does not frighten him. It reassures him. It reassures him.